This is a dispatch of the New Evening World News, and I'm reporting to you from the island of Ogygia, where some inhabitants have invited my fellow travelers and I to partake in a stimulating local custom. According to the participants, the sweet-smelling odor of the surrounding indigenous flora is a wildly potent aphrodisiac that allows those who succumb to its alluring suggestion to continue living without aging. A sort of orgy of immortality, as it were. Oh, yes, Cancer. You are very much obliged. While my new friends and I are enjoying this diversion, I have a growing concern that the addictiveness of our activity might captivate us to the point of complete withdrawal from polite society. In fact, I have begun to lose the very concept of time passing. The secluded courtyard among these ruins of Ogygia, with its lush hanging gardens, blocks out the sky, and the thickly amber lights mask the time of day or night. This has been fun, but I think too much of a good thing might outstay its welcome. Or something like that. Excuse me, miss. Miss? Sorry for sticking this little old microphone in your face. But I was wondering if perhaps we should take our leave of this party. I told you to get that thing out of my face, Spatch. Oh, we're still here. In this gorgeous naked sex pile. Tell me, Spatch, if you can disengage yourself from your incredibly handsome gentleman, I will attempt to tear myself away from this soft, luscious, sweet, nubile angel. Kind sir, excuse me. Oh, bless your heart, sugar. But I think maybe you and this lovely lady here might get along pretty well together. Let me just borrow my dear old friend Deborah for a moment. There you go now. Well, would you look at that, Miss Lavish? Our latest sexual conquests have taken to each other like it was meant to be. You know, I think they may have been previously acquainted. And I believe they have forgotten about us already.
Can it, Spatch? We've got to pull my ex-fiancé out of this hot mess without falling back into it ourselves. Whether or not we try to retrieve Lola Hyde is a different matter entirely. Oh, look. Here's our clothes. Let's hurry up and get dressed.
Debbie. Isn't it wonderful that we found a community where you and I can be bosom buddies? Ah, have you come to borrow my husband? If I told you no, would you get all indignant and turn into snooky wooky schnookums? Please, Debbie, turn into Monster Deb for me. I want to be her bitch for all eternity. Make me your bitch, Debbie.
Angela, listen to me, sweetheart. We need you to come back to us, Angela. This place is a trap, and we have to escape. You've got to change back now.
No chance of that, Debbie. I am happy here. Angela is happy here. We get to screw our favorite man forever in a classic, earthy, party atmosphere filled with pretty people who are all very receptive to me. And no one ever gets tired. This is heaven. If you and your reporter girlfriend want a ditch, that's on you. Miss Hyde, if I might interject, the concern that Miss Lavish and I share is more about who might be luring us to remain here, and for what possible purpose. Don't you have the slightest curiosity about who was in charge here? Let me satisfy a reporter's instinct, Miss Spatch. I am in charge here. The rightful goddess Aphrodite claims this sanctuary as my new home. All beautiful people are welcome to worship me. And together, we shall be fucking immortal. Huzzah!
Hyde, you delusional, narcissistic idiot. You're obviously not in charge here. This is a trap someone has set up, but you are too stupidly enamored with yourself to see it.
But why do you think someone set this up? No one's behind this. It just happened. It was fate for us to stumble into. And now it's mine. All mine. Just accept it, Debbie. I beg to differ, Miss Hyde. The young woman who greeted us referred to someone named Lipso, who would be displeased if we did not partake in the festivities. Well then, where is this Lipso? I'll tell him that Lola Hyde is running the show from now on. And if they've got a problem with that, I'll break their fucking face. Hey! Hey, Alex, lovey-dovey sweetheart. Where do I find Lipso? Oh, Lipso doesn't like to be disturbed. Always stays downstairs. In the cave. Hey, if you're getting up, could you grab me some more wine? Sure thing, baby doll. Come along, husband. We're going to go talk to the manager. This way, ladies. Follow me.
Beloved, here are your pajamas and robe. Not that I mind terribly seeing you like this.
Fascinating. These ancient stairs do lead to an underground cave beneath the courtyard orgy. And I must say, it's a tad spooky down here. I'll size up Lipso as quickly as I can, Deb. Then I'll let you know if I need backup. I'll say something insulting so you'll get mad at me and change. Like, how you have resting bitch face no matter what you're doing. And by the way, did you trademark that vacant look for modeling? Obviously, you come by it naturally. Dream on, Hyde. At the first sign of trouble, Spatch and I will rescue Angela's husband and leave you to it. I will not be your sidekick in this particular rumble. I'll be honest with you, Debbie. When you are a monster, I want to be your sidekick. You and Angela might get off together, but I am into your other self. Ugh, how sweet. There are flickering lights ahead, of strange colors, just around that corner. Give me a quick kiss for luck, husband. Your faith in me makes me invincible. Now be a good boy and stand back with the ladies. Watch your lover beat the crap out of anyone who thinks they can control Lola Hyde.
Halt your progress. You have not been summoned. Return to the courtyard for more pleasure. You will be rewarded with natural beauty and sustained longevity.
Well, slap me bald-headed. It's a talking machine. We came to find Lipso. Is that you?
I am Lipso. I watch over you and provide immortality. You will be kept happy and safe as long as you continue to fulfill your desires within the courtyard, i.e., fornicate within the altar of worship.
But what if my desire is to smash the shit out of a perverted box of lights and wires in a cave? I think that would make me very happy.
First warning. Violence is forbidden on this island. Irrevocable consequences. Subject seems unstable. Volatile. Analyzing.
I, the goddess Aphrodite, shall smite you down and claim this island as my own.
False statement. Blasphemy. Analysis complete. You are not the goddess Aphrodite. You are a mortal woman corrupted by an overdose of Lola Quadranium. Deploying inhibitors.
What the hell? It's spraying some kind of mist all over us. Bust my britches. Lola Hyde is shrinking, changing back into...
Angela! Oh, my darling, you've returned, and not a moment too soon. Hyde is so impossible to deal with. Here, put on your husband's robe. What happened? Where are we?
We're in a cave under the courtyard where the enormous sex party is raging. This Lipso machine appears to be in charge. It just sprayed us with some kind of antidote that caused you to revert to your old self.
But was it temporary? Or did it cure me of ever becoming Lola Hyde again?
A possibility. Lola Quadranium is highly unstable. But the reuptake inhibitors that I manufactured should effectively prevent a complete metamorphosis for both subjects.
Both subjects? Deborah, that means you and I were both cured. Angela, my sweet girl. Oh, I feel a tremendous weight has been lifted off of us. As do I, Deborah. Oh, and do you realize what this means? My darling husband and I. Now we can be alone together without the danger of Lola Hyde emerging. I don't know if it's partially the after effects of the plants in the courtyard, but I would love it so much if you could make love to me, my darling. Just to me, and me alone. Finally, after all this time, it will be the true test if I can resist becoming Lola Hyde in your arms. Deborah, you have been such a help to us. I hope you don't mind. Angela, of course, you should be with your husband. But I would not suggest returning to that courtyard. It would be difficult to avoid being sucked into that tangled mass of bodies again, driven to insatiable lust by those obnoxious plants.
I invite you to utilize the private bedroom behind the door to your right. That is for my exclusive guests. You may take as much time as you wish.
Why, what a beautiful bedroom. So strange to find it here in a cave beneath ancient ruins. But everything about this place is so wondrous and magical. Well, my husband? What do you say? Will you treat Dr. Angela Jekyll to the wedding night of my dreams? Just the two of us? I'm sorry, ladies, but If you'll excuse us for a little bit. You go right ahead, Angela. We'll make sure you're not disturbed.
That was quite an impressive show of support, Miss Lavish. But I know your heart must be breaking. Would you like to talk about it?
Shut up, Spatch. Why don't you ask the bloody machine for an interview?
A brilliant idea. Lipso, do you really believe that you have cured our ladies of ever transforming again into their alter egos?
As yet, unable to confirm. Both infected subjects have a very high amount of Lola Quadranium in their systems. This experiment should reveal further data. You may observe on this screen.
Well, here we are. Alone at last. Such a quaint little bedroom. Now please, hold me, my darling.
Oh my. We can see into their bedroom from multiple angles.
This is wrong. We shouldn't be watching them. They deserve the privacy.
Negative. The Jekyll subject could become her more aggressive personality and endanger us if the inhibitors are overwhelmed by Lola Quadranium reuptake in her brain chemistry. How long has it been since the subject was originally corrupted?
I don't know exactly. She first attacked me over a year ago, and that's when I drank the serum as well.
A very long time. The Lola Quadranium will likely remain in both your systems forever. Then my inhibitors may only be partially effective. We shall see the effects soon, as the Jekyll subject has become aroused for sexual intercourse. And her level of Lola Quadranium activity has increased significantly.
I should go in there. I can stop a transformation if I can get her to focus on me.
But then, we will not know how effective the inhibitors are. Please allow the experiment to continue. Countermeasures will be deployed if the Jekyll subject becomes dangerous.
Well, Spatch, as a member of the press, do you lack any ethical qualms about spying on your friends having an intimate moment? I suppose I shouldn't be surprised.
Considering that a few moments ago we were all in a massive naked orgy together, and that this is a scientific step in giving Dr. Jekyll independence, that is... I am well aware that I am trying to defend my voyeurism, Miss Lavish. But I notice you have not looked away from that little screen either.
No. I just can't make myself look away. Even though I know that, unlike the orgy, where we were all engrossed, as I witness Angela Jekyll sensually writhing atop the man who was to be my husband, whether or not she transforms into my most hated enemy, it may very well trigger my own transformation. And then things will not be pleasant, Miss Spatch.
Well then, perhaps I can offer a little distraction for you myself.
Spatch, what are you doing? You're actually quite good at this. Quite good, aren't you, Dolores?
Oh, no. It's happening. I'm changing.